Hey guys, welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be drawing strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This is episode 1.0, The Value of Day-to-Day Encouragement. The Bible passage for this episode is Romans 7, 21 to 25a, and I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because this is the first episode, I want to explain what these weekly strength episodes are and why I'm doing them. What are these episodes? I gave you the short answer in the intro when I was playing the music. They provide a way to draw strength from the Bible. Each week we'll cover a different topic. The first 13 episodes will focus on topics related to God in our day-to-day lives. Why am I doing these episodes? The short answer is that Mike Hatch, the host of the Throwing Mountains podcast, suggested it. But that's not much of an explanation, just like my short answer on what these episodes are wasn't much of an explanation. So let me give you a longer answer to both. If you've listened to the Throwing Mountains podcast at all, then you know that Mike and I are big fans of a men's ministry called CLC, which stands for Christ-Led Communities. CLC had a huge impact on me. If you want the details on that, go into the Throwing Mountains archives, which are available on throwingmountains.com, and find episode 5. The title of that episode is The Healing Power of Authentic Brotherhood. With CLC, I started having real friendships with real guys. These were guys who knew everything about me, including all the stuff that I previously hid from other guys, especially guys I went to church with. And my CLC group members, even though they knew everything about me, they remained my steadfast Christian brothers anyway. These were guys I could call anytime, day or night, and who would help me, pray for me, whatever I needed, without hesitation. And I would do the same for them. I forged strong brotherhood bonds by meeting with these guys every week for about 2 hours on early on Friday mornings for a year. And then it was a second year. And with some of the guys, it became a third and even a fourth year. When we met, we always studied the Bible, but we did more than study it. We applied it to our lives, and we used the Bible to encourage each other. Now, encourage and encouragement are words that men don't use a lot, especially when we're talking with other men. These seem like soft words, right there with gentleness, meekness, kindness, sensitivity. When you're writing a book for men, you don't put encouragement in the title. That's why my men's devotionals are entitled Daily Strength for Men and 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. Men don't buy a book called 52 Weeks of Encouragement. And they don't listen to a podcast entitled Weekly Encouragement. At least, I'm guessing they don't. But the reality is that we men need encouragement. In fact, we're desperate for it, and we don't get it anywhere. Instead, we get the opposite. Discouragement. We're drowning in discouragement. Both of my devotionals have strength in the title, but really, they're books of encouragement. When I was nearly done writing the second one, 52 Weeks, I needed someone to write the foreword for the book. I wanted that foreword to talk about encouragement. One day I was watching some online sermons by Kyle Idleman, the pastor of Southeast Christian Church in Louisville. In one of them, Kyle talked about encouragement, and as I watched it, I said, I've got to ask Kyle to write the foreword for my book. And Kyle, being the terrific guy that he is, agreed to do it. Here's part of what he wrote in his foreword. The word encouragement means to speak courage into someone, and I think this is a season where we need to speak some courage into one another. Most of us think of encouragement as something you give to someone after they do something worthy of encouragement, like a great workout there, or you knocked it out of the park. But that's not what encouragement is. It's what you give to someone ahead of time. You speak courage into him before he acts. And I think we need more of this kind of strength. The kind of strength that comes from having courage spoken into us and from speaking it into others. The best way to begin doing this is to hear what God has spoken to us ahead of time. He's called us to be full of strength and courage. And strength and courage are only as good as what you put your confidence in. Men in the Bible, such as Joshua, put their confidence in God. You can do the same thing. So that's the answer to the what and the why of Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. We're going to draw strength and encouragement from the Bible by looking at stories of men who put their confidence in God. As I said earlier, for the next 13 weeks, we're going to focus on topics related to God in our everyday lives or our day-to-day lives. These topics will map to topics in the section of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men entitled, cleverly enough, God in the Day-to-Day. Here's how that section opens. Do you ever feel frustrated that even though you are a Christian, you can't seem to stop acting like a jerk? Like someone you wouldn't want to be around? Like the worst possible version of yourself? I know I do. The section then continues with a description of such a man. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am. Of course, the guy describing himself there is the guy who wrote the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul. If the Apostle Paul describes himself as a wretched man, then what am I? What is a habitual screw-up like me supposed to do? Fortunately, Paul gives me and you the answer. We go to Jesus every day. Jesus offers me and you more than forgiveness. He offers us deliverance and transformation from our bodies of death. Here's the bottom line. Your daily life doesn't have to be a daily grind. Jesus can lift you out of your rut. Find out how over the next 13 weeks. And consider picking up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men as a resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.